yesterday on the show, we were talking about the former Lord Mayor, Jim Rogers, who has taken up a new post. Apparently, he's threatening to run me out of town. Why? Well, he's been appointed Belfast's new High Sheriff.
Draw.
It's a dark, dusty day in the town of Belfast.
Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Joe.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Apparently there's some busybody ready to tell me off.
It's the new High Sheriff in town, Jim Rogers. Do you remember me?
Kind of. Jim Rogers is with us this morning.
Is this town big enough for the both of them?
I've no time for cowboys like you anymore.
Who cares?
Will the new sheriff in town clean up the streets?
You better clean up your act.
So you're giving me a I was going to say you're giving me a spanking. I wouldn't impose that on you.
Yeah.
Pistols at dawn.
Draw, sucker.
A man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Or you'll feel the wrath of my spurs.
And see if he bends down and poops the scoop. Or scoops the poop.
Oh, yes.
This town ain't big enough for the both of us.
Stay tuned to The Nolan Show. OK Corral.
Draw, sucker. Yeehaw!
What on earth is going on? A High Sheriff? High Sheriff Rogers is with us this morning. Do I have to address you differently now, High Sheriff?
Stephen, you've known me a long time, and I'm quite happy if you just call me Jim.
I've always put you down as a straight shooter, Jim.
Absolutely. That's perfect. That's fine.
What is this about? What does a High Sheriff do?
The main responsibilities would be ceremonial functions. You would attend civic functions at the City Hall hosted by the Lord Mayor. You would deputise for the Lord Mayor at certain functions. You would undertake specific functions as invited and give general support to the Lord Mayor. Also, whenever members of the royal family or heads of state come to the city, you're invited to greet a member of the royal family or head of state. And unless it's in a private or purely working capacity. And also the sheriff and his spouse are introduced after the Lord Mayor. And where a programme involves an...
What a load of baloney.
Well, it's not really. It's the third highest position on Belfast City Council. It's a great honour. I'm delighted that my colleagues backed me and recommended me for it.
Yeehaw!
And the Secretary of State, Teresa Villiers, agreed to appoint me for the next 12 months. My office runs from the 1st of January to the end of December.
Teresa doesn't talk to me.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have questions for you, so I'm actually thinking of getting on my horse and driving down to the City Hall and asking if this title, High Sheriff, comes with a salary.
Howdy, ma'am.
Yes, it does.
Whoa! Yeehaw!
It's just over £6,000 per year, less national insurance contributions and your income tax.
You're getting paid to be our sheriff.
That's correct. The same as the Lord Mayor and the Deputy Lord Mayor receives a salary during their term in office.
What do you do? Do you put on a holster?
Draw, sucker.
Is this town big enough for the both of them?
Well, not really. Some people are inclined to think that's what it's all about. It's not. It's a very responsible position, and I intend carrying it out to the best of my ability. I was Lord Mayor on two occasions. I was Deputy Lord Mayor, and at all times, I was conscious of the position which I held and endeavoured to make sure that I had people saying to me that it's great to see you in this high position. You're doing a wonderful job, and that's what I'm planning in this year.
And just so, Jim, because no doubt there'll be calls about this, right? So £6,000 a year, it's a lot of money to some people, it's not a lot to others, right? But for this six extra £1,000 a year that you're pocketing, Mr. Rogers, Sheriff Rogers, what does the public get?
Yeehaw!
Well, again, it's to cover the expenses, partly, of the High Sheriff. But during my period as Lord Mayor and Deputy Lord Mayor, a lot of my money was given to various charities, and the same thing will be happening on this occasion.
But what does the public get for the money?
Well, again, this question is repeatedly asked, whether you're an MEP, an MP, or an Assembly member, or a councillor, and they will see me undertaking duties at making sure that the city is properly represented and also sold to many of the visitors that will be coming here. And you've heard already in the last few days about the number of cruise ships, the highest ever, over 80. That will bring lots of people to the City Hall, and I hope to have the opportunity of speaking to many of them from different parts of the world.
And do you get a horse?
No. I'm sure if I wanted a horse, I could arrange it, but I don't think that is required.
Would you, in order to promote Belfast, would you, Sheriff Rogers, team up with the Nolan Show? If we got a horse, would you mount it outside the City Hall for a photo opportunity if I mounted one with you?
Well, I would have to consult with the Lord Mayor's unit about this because...
Would you be minded to do it with me?
I would have to consult. I don't want to bring the position into any disrepute.
Oh, come on, that would be a great shot, wouldn't it?
But if it's in the interest of Belfast and its people, I would be prepared to undertake it. But let me stress, I will have to consult with my staff before I do anything like that.
So you might get on a horse with me?
Well, that's a possibility, but I'll be guided by those who advise me and look after me.
Brilliant, Jim. Well, look, I'll go off and see if... Well, let me see if I can get us a horse first.
Well, that's fine. I know there's plenty of horses about, and I'm sure somebody would be prepared to...
Have you ever been on a horse?
Yes. A horse is my favourite animal, Steve.
Is it?
I love horses. I've never owned one. But I think they're absolutely fabulous.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful animals, aren't they?
No question about it.
And tell me this, last question. Do you think there would be merit in me speaking to the controller of BBC Northern Ireland? Do you think I could be the High Sheriff of the BBC?
Of the BBC?
Yes.
Well, you would have to speak to the controller. I, again, can't speak on behalf of BBC.
I would like to be the High Sheriff.
Oh, I know you would like to be many things, and you're aiming for the top, and I don't blame you. You've been a fantastic broadcaster. Make no mistake about it.
Well, Sheriff Rogers, thank you very much. We will let you get on your horse and ride out into the sunset.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Bye.
Bye-bye, Sheriff.
Yaha! Draw, sucker.
It's true. There's a High Sheriff of Belfast. We have a statement even in here from Belfast City Council who say the High Sheriff of Belfast, who's appointed by the Secretary of State, that's that woman who doesn't speak to me, Teresa Villers, on an annual basis, receives a personal allowance of £6,250 per year. Belfast City Council say this reflects the time which the office bearer commits to civic duties throughout their year. This allowance has not increased since 2010.